This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and the world, this is Phoenix FM.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say,
like the legend of the Phoenix.
Here's the reason why.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Say my name, you know who I am.
Mr. Bombastic.
They said,
oh, what a night. Oh,
baby, if they had a been like me.
Hello, everybody! A big welcome. How are you doing? Great to have you along. Just gone 6 o'clock on this fabulous Tuesday, the 19th of October, and I'm back on the airwaves. It's me, Ben Simmons, with you until 8 o'clock. Huge thanks, as ever, to Stuart Pink for another brilliant drive time show, getting everyone home safely and keeping you all glued to your radios. Not literally, that would be awful. Anyway, what's going on the show that goes like this tonight? Well, as ever, ridiculous holidays occur on this date. I'll be sharing some of those with you. We've got some celebrity birthdays. We've got a real roll forward of the Soft Drink World Cup, because let's be honest, it's dragged a little bit the last couple of weeks. It didn't happen one week, and therefore some of the round of 16 fixtures have been accelerated, so to speak. Three matches finishing tonight. If you want a quick sneak peek, because all the polls will finish in about an hour's time, at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter, get yourself onto that profile and cast your vote. Soft Drinks World Cup, one versus another, knockout games. You'll see what goes on when you get onto the poll. Anyway, what's occurring on the 19th of October? Well, did you know it is New Friend Day today? That's lovely, isn't it? Time to make new friends. Maybe this will help as well. It's also International Gin and Tonic Day. Pour yourself a gin and tonic and share it with a new friend. That'd be lovely, wouldn't it? It's also Information Overload Awareness Day. I'll come back to that. Also, what I'm going to be dealing with mostly throughout the next couple of hours, certainly finding musical links, it's Dress Like a Dork Day. Don't really know why that's celebrated, but Dress Like a Dork Day today. So rather than suggesting any of my listeners would do that, because I know you all have amazing fashion sense, just like myself, as you can see from the Mixcloud webcam feed, if you're on that this evening, then I've got loads of tracks suggested by you lovely people out there that link to the world of fashion in some way or another. Items of clothing, or generally the world of fashion. And thanks to your suggestions, we're going to have some great tracks, a real wide variety as ever. Remember, no time constraints, no genre constraints on the show that goes like this. Any track that fits in with the theme can be played. I've picked the first track of the show, I've picked the last track of the show, all the ones in between are thanks to you. And if you made a great suggestion, you will get name checked on the airwaves this evening, so listen out for that. Don't go anywhere. Loads of stuff coming up. It's going to be fun. It's going to be entertaining. It's going to be nice to have on in the background if you're doing something else. But, you know, do focus. Links to the World of Fashion, a song to get us going. Love Fool doesn't link to fashion. It's by the Cardigans.
Amanda,
Phoenix FM.
And this is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons. Thanks so much for sharing it with me this evening. What to expect if you joined us late? Well, it's New Friends Day, International Gin and Tonic Day, and Information Overload Awareness Day. But, musically at least, it's Dress Like a Dork Day today. So a load of the tracks you hear are not celebrating dressing badly, but celebrating dressing in some way or another. Celebrating clothes, celebrating fashion. That's what's going on. Celebrity birthdays coming up later. Soft Drink World Cup results coming up later. But I will say, if you're listening to the show now and you like to have a cheeky vote on the odd poll every now and again, do get yourself to my Twitter feed at Ben Sim Radio. The polls are finishing in about 40 minutes time. There are three polls running, I'm going to tell you right now, just in case anybody wants to vote, because they're all fairly close. There's just a handful of votes in it either way. And remember, full information coming up later, but this is all about preferences of soft drinks. If you had to choose one over the other of two soft drinks, and there are three matches ongoing. We've already had one game completed, I'll tell you that later. Game two is Coke versus Fanta. If you could only choose one, which would you go for, Coke or Fanta? It's a tough choice, I appreciate. That's game two. Game three is Appletizer versus Dr. Pepper. That, particularly close. One vote either way could make all the difference. And also, game four, Ribena versus J2O. Also pretty close. So all I'm going to say is, at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter, this is only available on Twitter, if you want to cast a vote, you've got about 40 minutes left to do so. And I heartily recommend that you do. Right, I'm going to start playing your tracks. Remember, most of the tracks you hear now, other than the final one in the show before I leave you at 8 o'clock, they've all been suggested by you fabulous listeners. So thank you so much for that. And many of them have been suggested by more than one person, because I put out a request asking for tracks that link to the world of fashion. Some of you are cheeky. Some of you are geniuses. If that's the correct plural of geniuses, genii. Let's not get into that right now. But anyway, yes, the next track was one of the most suggested, in fact, by the likes of Natalie Hesketh, Ian Richards, Graham Long, and Annie McMillan. So thank you so much for suggesting I play this from Brian Hyland.
She was afraid to come out of the locker. She was as nervous as she could be. She was afraid to come out of the locker. She was afraid that somebody would say,
2, 3, 4, tell the people what she wore.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time today. An itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini. So in the locker she wanted to stay.
2, 3, 4, stick around, we'll tell you more.
She was afraid to come out in the open, and so a blanket around her she wore. She was afraid to come out in the open, and so she sat bundled up on the shore.
2, 3, 4, tell the people what she wore.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time today. An itsy bitsy teeny weeny.
Stick around, we'll tell you more.
Now she's afraid to come out of the water, and I wonder what she's gonna do. Now she's afraid to come out of the water, and the poor little girl's turning blue.
2, 3, 4, tell the people what she wore.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time today. An itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini. So in the water she wanted to stay.
From the locker to the blanket, from the blanket to the shore, from the shore to the water.
Guess there isn't any more.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That's what I love about the show that goes like this. You get that from Brian Hyland. We had the Cardigans and Love Fool from the 90s. We've got something coming up from, I think, late 80s, possibly early 90s as well, very soon. Then we're going back to the 60s again. There's all kinds of musical genres, all kinds of great tracks. Just has to fit in with the theme, which is Dress Like a Dork Day today. We're celebrating fashion musically, thanks to your wonderful suggestions. And as also, it's Information Overload Awareness Day. In between the tracks, I'm not going to overload your brains with information about fashion. I'm going to overload your brains with general information. And thanks to that popular panel show on the BBC that debunks myths and things that people always thought they knew and finds out that they're not in fact true, I'm going to share some of the facts from that with you. I can just say it's QI, isn't it? It's a great I've always enjoyed QI. And I thought it was brilliant when it was hosted by Stephen Fry. And then they're going through the alphabet. Each series is a letter of the alphabet, isn't it? And he did 13 series, so finished halfway through the alphabet, and then handed over the reins of hosting to Sandy Toksvig, who's equally brilliant. And it's always a really, really enjoyable show. I love how it's developed over the years. But happy to share some information. Information Overload Day. So these are things maybe you thought were true, and then thanks to listening to the show that goes like this tonight, you're going to find out they're not. What is the largest living thing? Many people may go for a blue whale or something like that, but in fact, the largest living thing is a mushroom. Yes, it's the honey fungus, and it's not particularly rare. It could even be growing in your garden. But the largest recorded specimen in the Malheur Natural Forest in Oregon covers 2,200 acres and is between 2,000 and 8,000 years old. Most of it's underground in the form of a massive mat of tentacle-like white mycelia, the mushroom's equivalent of roots. And these spread along tree roots, killing the trees and peeping up through the soil occasionally as innocent-looking clumps of honey mushrooms. So the giant honey fungus of Oregon is the largest living thing in the world, could be as old as 8,000 years old. Incredible. There we go, see? Facts like that coming up throughout the show that goes like this today. Don't say it isn't educational, because it is educational. Right. Let's have another track suggested earlier on by Dan Prague. Fabulous suggestion. Always a great track. Probably going to make you smile. Certainly true about me. Here's Right Said Fred's I'm Too Sexy for My Shirt.
I'm too sexy for my love, too sexy for my love, love's going to leave me. It hurts. And I'm too sexy for Milan, too sexy for Milan, New York and Japan. And I'm too sexy for your party, too sexy for your party, the way I'm disco dancing. I'm a model, you know what I mean. I do my little turn on the catwalk. Yeah, on the catwalk. On the catwalk, yeah. I do my little turn on the catwalk. Sexy by far. And I'm too sexy for my hat, too sexy for my hat. What do you think about that? I'm a model, you know what I mean. And I do my little turn on the catwalk. Yeah, on the catwalk. On the catwalk. Yeah, I shake my little tush on the catwalk. We'll be right back.
you know what I mean. And I do my little turn on the catwalk. Yeah, on the catwalk. Yeah, on the catwalk. Yeah, I shake my little tush on the catwalk. I'm too sexy for my cat. Too sexy for my cat. For pussy. For pussy cat. I'm too sexy for my love. Too sexy for my love. Love's going to leave me. And I'm too sexy for this song.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Gotta love that track. Right, said Fred, and I'm too sexy. Right, what wonderful information overload fact can I share with you now? Which bird lays the smallest egg for its size? You're going to be surprised, I promise. The ostrich. Incredible. Although an ostrich egg is the largest single cell in nature, it is less than 1.5% of the weight of the mother. A wren's egg, by comparison, is 13% of its weight. There you go, there's a shocker, isn't it? Ostrich, everyone thinks they lay huge eggs, and they do, compared to the size of other eggs. But compared to the size of the species it's come out of, not that big. The largest egg in comparison with the size of the bird is that of the little spotted kiwi, and its egg accounts for 26% of its own weight, which is the equivalent of a woman giving birth to a six-year-old child. All you women listening right now who are mothers, let's not think about that anymore, okay? Love those facts, though. That's what to expect throughout the show that goes like this tonight, as well as celebrity birthdays coming up, Soft Drinks World Cup information, and loads of great tracks, many of which have been suggested by you, that link to the world of fashion. So don't go anywhere. It's going to be a rip-roaring time until 8 o'clock tonight, and then great stuff coming up after me as well. So keep it here, 98.0, Phoenix FM, phoenixfm.com, and if you have a smart speaker, just ask it to play Phoenix FM, and it will bring you right here. Time for another track then, and this one, who suggested this? Again, a few people. Oh no, a couple of people. Mark Straker and Sue Swain, thank you very much for wanting to hear this. Bit of KC and the Sunshine Band. They've got Boogie Shoes.
Phoenix FM.
Another great track, KC and the Sunshine Band and Boogie Shoes. It's Tuesday the 19th of October. This is the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM with me, Ben Simmons, and we're interspersing tracks that link to the world of fashion suggested by you lovely leg-end listeners with some crazy facts on Information Overload Awareness Day and Dress Like a Dork Day. That is what's going on throughout the show. So what crazy facts can I tell you now to overload your brains with yet more information, or maybe correct some of the information you always thought was true in your brains? For example, what animal has a 3-second memory? Probably none. Certainly not a goldfish. Despite its status as a proverbial fact, a goldfish's memory is not a few seconds long. Research by the School of Psychology at the University of Plymouth in 2003 demonstrated beyond reasonable doubt that goldfish have a memory span of at least 3 months and can distinguish between different shapes, colours and sounds. They were trained to push a lever to earn a food reward. When the lever was fixed to work only for an hour a day, the fish learned to activate it at the correct time. A number of similar studies have shown that farmed fish can easily be trained to feed at particular times and places in response to an audible signal. So there you go. It's just been stated throughout time that goldfish have a memory of a few seconds. And not that you could have a conversation with one, but you could talk to it, then it would go away, and then it would come back and say, do you remember that? And it would say, no. And I've given it human qualities there, which obviously wouldn't happen. If anyone has ever had a conversation with a goldfish, you probably need to seek urgent medical assistance. Or you've got a talking goldfish, go and make your fortune with it. You know, some sort of sideshow somewhere. People would pay for that. Not to take the goldfish off you, you wouldn't want to give it to them, would you, if you had a magic talking goldfish? I did not expect to say that sentence during this link. That's marvellous. Let's get more music on while I think about my own sanity. Okay, another track suggested by a couple of people. The fabulous Joni Wilkinson and Rachel Woollett got in touch on social media and asked for this from the Kinks. They're dedicated to fashion. They follow it.
They seek him here, they seek him there. His clothes are loud, but never square. It will make or break him, so he's got to buy the best, 'cause he's a dedicated follower of fashion. And when he does his little rounds round the boutiques of London town, eagerly pursuing all the latest fads and trends, 'cause he's a dedicated follower of fashion. Oh yes he is,
oh yes he is,
oh yes he is,
oh yes he is.
Thinks he is a flower to be looked at, and when he pulls his frilly nylon pants is raked up, he feels a dedicated follower of fashion. Oh yes he is,
oh yes he is,
oh yes he is,
oh yes he is.
There's one thing that he loves, and that is flattery. One week he's in polka dots, the next week he's in stripes, but he's a dedicated follower of fashion. They seek him here, seek him there, in Regent Street and Leicester Square. Everywhere the Carnavician army marches on, each one a dedicated follower of fashion. Oh yes he is,
oh yes he is,
oh yes he is,
oh yes he is.
His world is built round discotheques and parties. Pleasure-seeking individual always looks his best, 'cause he's a dedicated follower of fashion. Oh
shop just like a butterfly. In matters of the cloth, he is as pickle as can be, cause he's a dedicated follower of that. He's a dedicated follower of that. He's a dedicated follower of that.
Phoenix FM.
That was the Kinks and dedicated follower of fashion. Great choice. Expect more songs that link to the world of fashion up until 8 o'clock tonight on the show that goes like this. Interspersed with interesting things that maybe cancel out things you thought you always knew. For example, what is the most dangerous animal that has ever lived? It's not some kind of big cat. It's not a dinosaur. In terms of being dangerous to people, half the human beings who have ever died, perhaps as many as 45 billion people, have been killed by female mosquitoes. The males only bite plants. See, I've said for years women were dangerous. Now that proves it. Mosquitoes carry more than 100 potentially fatal diseases, including malaria, yellow fever, dengue fever, encephalitis, filariasis and elephantiasis. Even today, mosquitoes kill one person every 12 seconds. And nobody had any idea mosquitoes were dangerous until the end of the 19th century. In 1877, British doctor Sir Patrick Manson proved that elephantiasis was caused by mosquito bites. And in 17 years later, in 1894, it occurred to him that malaria might also be caused by mosquitoes. And he was the first person to show female mosquitoes transmit the Plasmodium parasite through their saliva. He tested his theory using birds and then carried on to prove that it was also true in humans. So incredible to think of the late 19th century into the very early 20th century, they were just discovering how dangerous mosquitoes really were. So the most dangerous animal that has ever lived is a tiny little mosquito. There we go. Sheer craziness. Bit worrying. Fortunately, there's not too much malaria around in the UK, although clearly we're all very aware of diseases and illnesses after the last couple of years we've all had. Anyway, let's get some more music on, shall we? Fabulous. Okay, and another track that's been suggested by multiple people. Debbie Lee James and Natalie Hesketh wanted to hear this offering from Prince. He's got a particular hat of a particular colour, or flavour, if you like.
She knew how to get a kick.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is the show that goes like this. We got exciting facts and fabulous tracks. Thanks to you guys. Also, around 15 minutes left to vote on the Soft Drink World Cup. Three games in play right now. Coke versus Fanta, Appetizer versus Dr. Pepper, and Ribena versus J2O. All I'm going to say now, which is incredible with the number of votes that have come in, thanks so much to those of you that have voted. One of those matches is a dead heat at the moment. It's a tie. I don't know how we're going to do penalties with soft drinks. Will you throw one at a goal? That's not going to work, is it? No. Probably dangerous. There may have to be a drawing of lots to decide. Basically, Appetizer and Dr. Pepper are locked neck and neck at the moment. If you want to cast a vote, get yourself onto Twitter, at BenSimRadio, all one word. That's my profile on Twitter. You will see the polls there on the Twitterverse. You can cast your vote with a single click. If you haven't done it yet, you feel particularly strongly, get on there now and have a go. And also, Coke and Fanta is very close. Fanta looked like it was going to have a shock win. And bearing in mind, there's about 13 minutes of voting left. Coke is fighting back. It does look like Ribena is trouncing J2O, it has to be said. But you could change all that with a few votes either way. So, we've got Ribena versus J2O, Appetizer versus Dr. Pepper, and Coke versus Fanta. Last few minutes remaining to vote. I will not mention it again live on the airwaves. If you want to vote, then please do. If you want to pass on the information to anyone you know and try and get a few extra votes for your favourite, go for it, but they've not got long to do it. Soft Drink World Cup results will be announced in the second hour of the show of those knockout games. Quarterfinals will be coming up relatively soon, but we've got to finish off the round of 16, which will happen next week, and then in 2 weeks' time, we'll be on to the quarterfinals. The excitement is quite literally building. Right. What other wacky fact can I share with you tonight? Well, what do chameleons do? This is going to surprise you. They do not ever change their colour to match their background. They do change their colour, but it's nothing to do with their environment. They change colour as a result of different emotional states. If they happen to match the background, it's entirely coincidental. They change colour when frightened or picked up or when they beat another chameleon in a fight. They change colour when a member of the opposite sex steps into view, and they sometimes change colour due to fluctuations in either light or temperature. There you go. That's a shocker, isn't it? A chameleon's skin contains several layers of specialised cells called chromatophores, and each with different coloured pigments. And they alternate the balance between these layers, which causes their skin to reflect different kinds of light, making chameleons a kind of walking colour wheel. And I love this. The word chameleon is Greek for ground lion. Yeah, there you go. When you look at it, it kind of makes sense. Chameleon. Ground lion. The smallest species of chameleon is just 25 millimetres long, and the largest is over 2 feet long. Also, as well as changing colour, although nothing to do with their background, they can rotate and focus either eye independently to look in two completely different directions at once. That seems impossible to humans, but to a chameleon, second nature. Although, unfortunately, amazing at vision, but they are stone deaf chameleons. There you go. Facts about chameleons. Were you expecting to hear that by tuning into this show tonight? Well, you've heard it now. There's no turning back. Let's have another track, and also a dedication, because this was suggested by Bobo Roberts, and thanks very much, Bobo, for getting in touch with the show. Thanks very much for your support. Always good to know that you're tuned in. And Bobo says, on Thursday, it's me and my wife Gillian's 4th anniversary, which is, I think the present for a 4th anniversary is wood. So Bobo says, can you tell Jill I love her and wood and change her for anything? Very smooth. Nice work, Bobo. Congratulations to you and Jill on your 4th anniversary on Thursday. I hope you have a great day, and sorry I couldn't see you a few days ago. But yeah, congratulations. Hope you have a lovely time. And thanks for listening, as ever. Great to have your support. Let's have a track suggested by Bobo that's related to the world of fashion. Time for a bit of madness. You know what's coming.
Naughty boys in nasty schools, headmasters breaking all the rules, having fun and playing fools, smashing up the woodwork tools. All the teachers in the bus, passing and a ready rap, trying not to think of when that lunchtime bell will ring again. Oh, what fun we had, but did it really turn out bad? All I learned at school was how to bend not break the rules. Oh, what fun we had, but at the time it seems so bad, trying different ways to make a difference too. The headmaster's had enough today. All the kids have gone away, gone to fight the next door school. Every term that is the rule, sits alone and vents his pain. Same old backsides again, all the small ones tell two tales, walking home and squashing snails. Oh, what fun we had, but did it really turn out bad? All I learned at school was how to bend not break the rules. Oh, what fun we had, but at that time it seems so bad, trying different ways to make the difference through the days. Boys, lots of smells and lots of noise, playing football in the park, kicking bush fights after dark, baggy trousers, dirt and shirt, pulling hair and eating dirt, teacher comes through breaking up, back of the head with a plastic cup. Oh, what fun we had, but did it really turn out bad? All I learned at school was how to bend not break the rule. Oh, what fun we had, but at that time it seemed so bad, trying different ways to make a difference through the day.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And while that track was on, played in honour of Bobo and Jill, I've had a message from Gillian Roberts which says, thanks for the shout out, Ben, although it's our 5th anniversary. But what can I expect when I married a clown? Indeed. She's not being disparaging. Bobo is literally a fantastic clown in a circus. He is wonderful. as is Jules. So, yes, thank you so much for the correction. So, you were the wrong year, Bobo, but the right present, I think. It's still wood, I think, Jill. So, some kind of wooden effigy would be appropriate. And he still wouldn't change a thing, I'm guessing. But, yeah, thanks for getting in touch. I love live updates like that, see? That's what happens on the show that goes like this. But thanks to both of you guys for listening, and we wish you a very happy anniversary. Right, time for some more wacky facts. Here's another one. I bet you thought you knew. What man-made artifacts can be seen from the moon? Again, it's one of these where what you think is right is not right. Certainly not the Great Wall of China. No human artifact at all can be seen from the moon with the naked eye. The idea that the Great Wall of China is the only man-made object that can be seen from the moon is all-pervasive, but it confuses the moon with space. Because really, being in space, you can actually still remain quite close to the Earth, but be in space and look down on the Earth starts about 60 miles up from the Earth's surface. And from there, many artificial objects are visible, like motorways, ships on the sea, railways, cities, fields of crops, even some individual buildings. However, at an altitude of only a few thousand miles after leaving the Earth's orbit, no man-made objects are visible at all. And from the moon, which is some quarter of a million miles away, even individual continents are barely visible. So there you go. You cannot see the Great Wall of China from the moon, but you can see it from space if you're still quite close to the Earth's atmosphere. 61, 62 miles up, you'll be able to see it. 250,000 miles away on the moon, not a chance. There you go, another one surprised me. Did it surprise you? Who knows? Let's have another song. Let's have a slightly more up-to-date song. I'm thinking early 2000s when this came out. Perhaps someone can check it for me. But this was suggested by Graham Long and Bernie Clifton. So thank you, gentlemen, for suggesting this. Yes, Bernie Clifton of Ostrich fame, which links back to ostrich eggs, which I mentioned in a fact earlier. Fabulous! I love it when things come full circle like that. Surprisingly, both these two very respectable gentlemen suggested this not very respectable song. It's Cisco. It's Thong Song. Crikey.
This thing right here is letting all the ladies know what guys talk about. You know, the finer things in life. Check it out. Ooh, that dress so scandalous, and you know another couldn't handle it. So you're shaking that thing like who's the ish? With a look in your eyes so devilish. You like to dance on the hip hop spots, and you cruise to the cruise to connect the dots. Not just urban, she liked the pop, cause she was living la vida loca. She had dumps like a truck, truck, truck. Guys like what, baby, move your butt, I think I'll sing it again. She had dumps like a truck, truck, truck. Guys like what, all night long. Let me see that thong, baby. That thong, the thong, thong, thong. I like it when the beat go. Baby, make your booty go. That thong, the thong, thong, thong. That girl's so scandalous, and I know I never can handle it. And she's shaking that thing like who's the ish? With a look in the eye so devilish. She like to dance on the hip hop spot. Cruise to the cruise to connect the dots. Not just urban, she liked the pop, cause she was living la vida loca. She had jumps like a truck, truck, truck. Guys like what, baby, move your butt, I think I'll sing it again. She had jumps like a truck, truck, truck. Guys like what, all night long. Let me see that song.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Always like the spelling of Cisco, S-I-S-Q-O, not C or K, or a C-K even. Cisco, S-I-S-Q-O, reminds me of Bic-lol. Anyway, let's move on. Thanks so much for all your suggestions so far. Thanks so much for all your votes. I think the polls are now closed on the Soft Drink World Cup. And in the second hour of the show, I will update you on the results of those knockout fixtures. Coke versus Fanta, Appetizer versus Dr. Pepper, and Ribena versus J2O. Who will progress and join Lilt in the quarterfinals? It's all happening. Oh, yes. Now, another fact to blow your mind on Information Overload Day, and don't forget all the tracks linked to Dress Like a Dork Day. But we're not dwelling on the negative side of it, we're dwelling on the fashion side of it, certainly. Anyway, interesting facts. Where does chicken tikka masala come from? Now, I have heard this. You may think you get it in Indian restaurants. What region of India is it from? It's actually from Glasgow. That is where chicken tikka masala was first invented. Britain exports chicken tikka masala to India. There's some craziness for you if you didn't know. Invented in Glasgow in the late 1960s, chicken tikka masala, abbreviated often to CTM, is Britain's most popular dish. There is no standard recipe. In a recent survey, the Real Curry Guide tested 48 different versions and found the only common ingredient was chicken. Now that is sheer craziness, isn't it? Chicken tikka is a traditional Bangladeshi dish in which pieces of marinated chicken are cooked in a clay oven called a tandoor. This ancient style of cooking originated in the Middle East, the word deriving from the Babylonian tinuru, meaning fire. So, yeah, a chicken tikka did originate in Asia, but a chicken tikka masala originated in Glasgow. One in seven curries sold in the UK are chicken tikka masalas, 23 million portions each year. Now that is truly ridiculous. Although it has to be said, whenever I go to my local Indian, I do enjoy a CTM. Oh yes. I never abbreviate it to that, but when you get a takeaway, it's written on the little tray thing, isn't it? CTM. Well, it's written on it if that's what you've ordered. If it isn't, you're in trouble. Right, let's move on. Let's have another track that links to the world of fashion. Let's have something that was suggested by multiple people. Bruce Stratton, Eleanor Miles, and Paul Saunders all wanted to know what Nancy Sinatra's boots were made for.
You keep saying you got something for me, something you call love, but confess you've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin', and now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Yeah. You keep lying when you ought to be truthing, and you keep losing when you ought to not bet. You keep saying when you ought to be a-changing. Now what's right is right, but you ain't been right yet. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. You keep playing where you shouldn't be playing, and you keep thinking that you'll never get burned. Ha! I just found me a brand new box of matches, yeah.
And what he knows you ain't had time to learn. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Are you ready, boots? Start walking.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was Nancy Sinatra's These Boots Are Made For Walking. And I have to say, thanks for all your suggestions. It certainly caught the imagination this week, asking for tracks that relate to fashion. I've had almost 100 different suggestions from people on social media. Absolutely fabulous. Hopefully you're all tuned in to see if your song makes it onto the airwaves. And we do try and squeeze in as many as we possibly can. How are we coming up to the end of the first hour of the show already? Utterly ridiculous. It's flying by. Hopefully it is for you as well. I've had another message from Bobo Roberts. He says, as I've made a massive mess, I've now got to get us a CTM for Thursday. But the useless fact is, they taste better in England than they do in Scotland. I don't think you've made a massive mess, Bobbo. You got the present right, so don't worry, don't panic. But, you know, I'm coming round yours for a CTM. It sounds marvellous. Long way to come for me up to Scotland, but you never know. I might turn up unannounced. You'd love that on your anniversary, wouldn't you? No. Anyway, right, let's move on. Let's have some more wacky facts as we come up to the end of the first hour of tonight's the show that goes like this. Who invented champagne? Again, bit of a shock, not the French. Champagne is an English invention. As anyone who has made their own ginger beer knows, fermentation naturally produces bubbles. The problem has always been controlling it. The English developed a taste for fizzy wine in the 16th century, importing barrels of green flat wine from Champagne and adding sugar and molasses to start it fermenting. They also developed the strong coal-fired glass bottles and corks to contain it. So yes, the wine did originally come from the Champagne region of France, but it was the English who thought to put bubbles in it. There we go. That is a huge surprise to me. So I was shocked when I discovered it. Maybe you were shocked too. Hopefully we can all try and come to terms with it. To help us come to terms with it, and to finish off this hour, should we do some celebrity birthdays? I think that would be wonderful. Let's do it right now. 19th of October. Who's celebrating today? Actor Michael Gambon. Dumbledore, in many of the Harry Potter films, is 80 years old today. Actress Rebecca Ferguson from The Greatest Showman and Mission Impossible franchise, to name but a few. She's 37 today. Showrunner of The Mandalorian, great actor and director Jon Favreau, who plays Happy in the MCU as well. He's 54 today. Actor John Lithgow is 75 today. This seems quite young to me. Evander Holyfield, former heavyweight champion of the world, is 58 today. Was he trying to make a comeback? That's ridiculous. Also, actor and director Jason Reitman, who's directed the soon-to-be-released Ghostbusters Afterlife. He's 44 today. The England football manager with a 100% record, Sam Allardyce. Let's not go there. He's 67 today. And singer and personality Sinita is so macho, and she's 58 today. Those are your celebrity birthdays. And if it's your birthday, we wish you all a very happy birthday from us here at Phoenix FM. Thanks for tuning in to the show that goes like this. We need another track to start off the second half of the show that goes like this. And yes, some people have that dangerous edge to them, but some people, like Mark Straker, are just a bit of a goody two-shoes, aren't they? It's one of those tracks you can't fail to know what's coming just from that intro. Get your goody two-shoes on, have a dance. final hour of the show that goes like this. Coming up, don't go anywhere, 98.0 FM, phoenixfm.com.
With the heartbreak open, so much you can't hide. Put on a little makeup, makeup, make sure they get your good side, good side. If the words unspoken get stuck in your throat, send a treasure token, token, write it on a pound note, pound note. Goody two, goody two, goody goody two shoes. Goody two, goody two, goody goody two shoes. Don't drink, don't smoke. What do you do? Don't drink, don't smoke. What do you do? Subtle innuendo follow. There must be something inside. Don't follow fashion. That'd be a joke. You know we're gonna send them, so everyone can take note when I saw you kneeling. Quiet words that you mean. Opening the eyeballs, eyeballs, pretending that you're Al Green, Al Green. Goody two, goody two, goody goody two shoes. Goody two, goody two, goody goody two shoes. Don't drink, don't smoke. What do you do? Don't drink, don't smoke. What do you do? Subtle innuendos follow. Must be something inside.
This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
With who?
Ben Simmons.
Oh, right.
On Phoenix FM.
They're absolutely right, you know. It really is me. It really is that show. And it really is Phoenix FM. It's Tuesday, the 19th of October, coming up to 4 minutes past seven. And I will give you an update on the Soft Drink World Cup, probably in about 10 minutes' time, just to keep you in suspense a little bit longer as to the final results. My ongoing dialogue with Bobbo Roberts is still going strong, and he's reminded me of a gag that I think it is certainly worth mentioning. He said, it's an old gag, but he might have a chicken tarka, which is like a normal curry, but a little bit hotter. Yay! Well done. Well done, Bobbo. Like a normal curry, but a little hotter. Yeah, I think I said little bit hotter. I've ruined it. I've ruined your joke. I can't believe it. I've let myself down. I'm like the inflatable man. Anyway, let's move on. Let's get more of your tracks on the airways very soon. But firstly, another fact on Information Overload Day to blow your minds. Which owl says to wit to woo? No single owl has ever made a sound like that, to wit to woo. Nobody really knows how that started. It could be something to do with Shakespeare. He first used the phrase to wit to woo in his song Winter from Love's Labour's Lost. Then nightly sings the staring owl to hoo, to wit to woo a merry note while greasy Joan doth keel the pot. There you go, from Love's Labour's Lost. But no single owl has ever gone to wit to woo. Barn owls screech. Short-eared owls are largely silent. A long-eared owl makes an extended, low-pitched oo noise. The owl noise that most resembles to wit to woo is made by tawny owls. also known as brown owls. The male tawny calls with a hooting hoo-hoo-hoo. And the female replies with a hoarser kew-wick. That's very descriptive. Kew-wick. Sounds like she doesn't want to be bothered, if you ask me. What was it I said earlier? Females are dangerous. Something about mosquitoes, wasn't it? Anyway, no owl has ever gone too-wit to woo. So there you go. There's another shocker for you. I'm amazed. Right, more music coming up. Now it's time to get mellow. If you're feeling like Bobbo, as his anniversary approaches, if you're feeling in love this evening, you may want to have a dance with your partner or significant other. And here's a perfect track to do just that. Breakdancing, get ready. No, I don't want to suggest breakdancing. Anybody that tries to breakdance to this would be ridiculous. Although there probably is somewhere out there some kind of ridiculous dance remix. But anyway, this has been suggested in the run-up to the show by Lindsay Cardi, by Barry Liptrot, by Charlie James. Link to the world of fashion, mellow, ballad, Christa Berg.
Phoenix FM.
Christer Berg's classic, Lady in Red, suggested by many of you in the run-up to this show. One more link, one more track, and then we will get Soft Drink World Cup results live to your ears very soon this evening, so don't go anywhere. 98.0 Phoenix FM and phoenixfm.com. Bobbo Roberts has virtually become my guest presenter now with me. He's just done another gag. I've got to read it out. He says, two owls were playing snooker. One hits the white ball in, and the other says, that's two hits to you. Which is fine, he can speak in English, but he doesn't really need to make the sound to it to woo, because we've already proven owls don't do that. But well done, Bobbo, good gag, thanks again. It's the Ben Simmons and Bobbo Roberts show this evening on Tuesday the 19th of October. Now, here's an interesting one. Actually, this is quite interesting. How many senses does a human being have? We've all heard of five senses, but it has been proven humans have at least nine senses. Sounds weird, but we all know about sight, hearing, taste, smell, and touch. They were first listed by Aristotle, who, whilst brilliant, often got things wrong. There are four more commonly agreed senses. Thermoception, the sense of heat or its absence on our skin. Equilibrioception, our sense of balance, which is determined by the fluid containing cavities in the inner ear. Hang on, let me make sure I pronounce this correctly. Nociception. That's N-O-C-I. Nociception. The perception of pain from the skin, joints and body organs. Oddly, this doesn't include the brain, which has no pain receptors at all. So yeah, the brain doesn't feel pain, but other parts of your body do. Nociception. And then proprioception, or body awareness. This is the unconscious knowledge of where our body parts are without being able to see or feel them. What on earth am I talking about? Well, if you close your eyes and waggle your foot in the air, you still know where it is in relation to the rest of you. That's proprioception. So, you just thought it was sight, hearing, taste, smell and touch, but oh no, it's also thermoception, equilibrioception, nociception and proprioception. There's a shocker, I'm sure you'll agree. Well, time for another track. If you're just joining us, all the tracks linked to fashion because it's Dressed Like a Dork Day on the 19th of October. All the facts in between are just crazy bits of information because it's Info Overload Awareness Day, also on the 19th of October. Time for a slightly wacky song, suggested by Alan Wilkinson and Paul Saunders. Go on, then. Now, Donald, where have you put your shorts? You know where those are. Good. Where's your jumper? Yeah, you know where that is. Good, good. What about your shoes? You got that, yes. But, Donald, that other item of clothing, where are they?
I've just come down from the Isle of Skye. I'm no very big and I'm awful shy. And the lassies shout when I go by, Donald, where's your trousers? Let the wind blow high, let the wind blow low. Through the streets in my kit I'll go. All the lassies say, hello, Donald, where's your trousers? A lassie took me to a ball, and it was slippery in the hall, and I was feared that I would fall, for I had me on my trousers. Let the wind blow high, let the wind blow low, through the streets in my kit I'll go. All the lassies say, hello, Donald, where's your trousers? Now I went down to London town, and I had some fun in the underground. The ladies turned their heads around, saying, Donald, where are your trousers? Let the wind blow high, let the wind blow low, through the streets in my kit I'll go. All the lassies say hello, Donald, where's your trousers? To wear the kilt is my delight, it is not wrong, I know it's right. The islanders would get a fright if they saw me in the trousers. The wind blow high, let the wind blow low, through the streets in my kit I'll go. All the lassies say, hello, Donald, where's your trousers? The lassies want me, everyone will let them catch me if they can. You can't take the breeks off a Highland man, and I don't wear the trousers. Let the wind blow high, let the wind blow low,
through the streets and my kit tail go. All the lassies say, hello, Donald, where's your trousers? Donald, where's your trousers? Donald, where's your trousers? Oh, well, that's the way we sing the song in Scotland. But, of course, the song might have more international appeal, sung something like this. One, two, three, four.
Just come down from the Isle of Skye. I'm nowhere big in the mouth for shy. The lassie showed her when I go by.
I don't know where the true love.
A little wind blow, I let the wind blow. Through the streets of Montville I go. Oh, the lassie shall go by.
I don't know where the true love.
Oh, man, I got a rock and roll. I got a moving and a grooving to save my soul. Grab your kill and go, go, go. I don't know
where the true love.
A little wind blow, I let the wind blow. Through the streets of Montville.
Ah, she has come down from the Isle of Skye. I'm lowering in the muffle shy, and the lassies shout when I go by. Donald, where's your trousers? Let the wind blow high, let the wind blow low. Through the streets in the kilt I'll go. All the lassies say hello. Donald, where's your trousers? Donald, where's your trousers?
Phoenix FM.
What a classic track, Andy Stewart and Donald, Where's Your Trousers? Well suggested by many of you out there, thank you very much indeed. So as promised then, it's time to deal with the Soft Drink World Cup. Hashtag Soft Drink World Cup on Twitter, indeed. What on earth is going on then? Well, a few weeks back we had Lilt be victorious over Cream Soda and the first soft drink to qualify for the quarterfinals, but that leaves seven other round of 16 games, and three of those have happened, well, completed in the last half an hour. And we've had Ribena versus J2O, Appetizer versus Dr. Pepper, and Coke versus Fanta. One of them a veritable trouncing, the other's incredibly close. But there was no dead heat, there is no need to draw lots, there's no kind of penalty shootout. There is a result in all of those games. So, Ribena versus J2O. Ribena, the clear winner, with 75% of the vote, J2O 25%. So Ribena progresses. J2O, valiant effort. Good that you got to the knockout stages, but you go no further. Then, Appetizer versus Dr. Pepper. Agonizing for Appetizer. Just a handful of votes in it, but Dr. Pepper has progressed. 45% to 55%. Dr. Pepper is victorious. I do like a cheeky Appetizer, but I do have to say Dr. Pepper has a wonderful flavour. It's a hint of cherry, isn't it? But yes, great work from Dr. Pepper. That goes through to the quarterfinals. And then possibly in the shock of the round so far, Coke versus Fanta. Your classic Coca-Cola versus your classic fizzy orange. Fanta is victorious. 54% of the vote to Coke's 46%. Unbelievable. Coke has gone. That staple of soft drinks. Incredible. So that means we've got Lilt, Fanta, Dr. Pepper and Ribena that have progressed to the knockout stage. Next week we will have the four remaining round of 16 clashes that you can vote on. And you'll probably be able to vote on those from tomorrow morning in the entire run-up to next week's show. So do keep your eyes and ears, but mainly your eyes, on the Twitterverse, at Bensim Radio, hashtag Soft Drink World Cup. Thanks to everybody that's cast votes so far. It's gripping the nation. Part of the nation, anyway. The Soft Drink World Cup. Right, let's get another track, and let's get slightly outrageous on tonight's episode of the show that goes like this, because right now, everybody, feel free, if you're in a place where you can do so, to get completely naked. I can't believe I'm saying it. Why am I saying it? It's outrageous. Songs that link to fashion and suggesting everyone gets naked. Oh, no, hang on, sorry. You can leave your hat on.
Take off your
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Now, different versions of that track were suggested on social media in the run-up to the show by Paul Milton and Stuart Janes. That was Joe Cocker's version. Other people wanted to hear one by Tom Jones, but our extensive library here at Phoenix FM gave me the Joe Cocker version, first of all. So that's what I played for you this evening on the show that goes like this. Now then, don't forget it's Dressed Like a Dork Day and all the tracks linked to fashion thanks to your wonderful suggestions, but it's also information overload awareness day, so I'm hitting you up with some crazy facts that maybe go against your current way of thinking. For example, oxygen, carbon, nitrogen, or water, what is the commonest material in the world? It's actually none of those things I mentioned. The answer is perovskite. How can something nobody's ever heard of be the most common material in the world? Perovskite is a mineral compound of magnesium, silicon, and oxygen, and it accounts for about half the total mass of the planet. It's what the Earth's mantle is mostly made from, although that is just what scientists suppose. Nobody has yet been able to take a sample to prove it. But by sending pulses of seismic waves downwards and recording the resistance they encounter, both the density and the temperature of the Earth's interior can be estimated, and that can be matched to what we know about the structure of minerals we do have samples of from the crust and in meteorites, and what happens to these minerals under intense heat and high pressure. And the Russian mineralogist Count Lev Perovsky in 1839 discovered the substance now known as perovskite, which makes up half the total mass of the planet. It's more abundant than oxygen, carbon, nitrogen, or water. There's a shocker for you. The most common substance on the Earth, or in the Earth, is perovskite. Something I didn't know before this show, but I know it now. Okay, time for more fashion-related music, and here's one that was suggested by the fabulous Andre Vincent. Thank you so much to you, sir, for getting this by Elvis Costello onto the show that goes like this tonight. He's got a green shirt.
There's a smart young woman on a light blue screen who comes into my house every night. She takes all the red, yellow, orange, and green, and she turns them into black and white. But you tease, you flirt, and you shine all the buttons on your green shirt. You can please yourself, but somebody's gonna get it. Better cut off all identifying labels before they put you on the torture table. Cause somewhere in the Quisling clinic there's a shorthand type is taking seconds over minutes. She's listening in to the Venus line. She's picking out names. I hope none of them are mine. But you tease, you flirt, and you shine all the buttons on your green shirt. You can please yourself, but somebody's gonna get it. Never said it was a school picture. I never said it was a diplomat. Everybody is under suspicion, but you don't wanna hear about that. Cause you tease, you flirt, and you shine all the buttons on your green shirt. You can please yourself, but somebody's gonna get it. Better send a big and letter to the big investigation. Who put these fingerprints on my imagination? You tease, you flirt, shine all the buttons on your green shirt. You can please yourself, but somebody's gonna get it. You can please yourself, but somebody's gonna get it. You can please yourself, but somebody's gonna get it.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was Elvis Costello, played courtesy of Andre Vincent. So we've got a few more tracks to try and squeeze in the final half an hour of the show, and some more facts on Information Overload Awareness Day to maybe make you think differently about something you thought you always knew. Surely everybody knows this now, don't they? How many planets are there in our solar system? I know what you're thinking. Yes, Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Jupiter, Uranus, isn't it? Neptune, and not Pluto. No, there's just eight. On the 24th of August 2006, the General Assembly of the International Astronomical Union finally agreed its long overdue definition of a planet. They must fulfil three criteria. They have to orbit the Sun, they have to have enough mass to be spherical, and they have to have cleared the neighbourhood around their orbit. Pluto only managed the first two, so was demoted to the status of dwarf planet, not a full planet. So there we go, slightly shocking. It's much smaller than all the other planets. It's a fifth the mass of our moon, and smaller than seven of the moons of other planets. It isn't much larger than its own main moon. And yes, its orbit is eccentric and on a different plane from the other planets, and its composition is completely different. The four innermost planets are medium-sized and rocky, and the next four are gas giants, whereas Pluto is a tiny ball of ice. So yeah. All planetoid objects are known collectively as minor planets, and there are hundreds of thousands of them already registered that have been discovered in our galaxy. Most are too small to be considered as planets, but Pluto, yeah, is one of those. It's now a dwarf planet, not an actual planet, as of 2006. So eight actual recognised planets in our solar system. Don't be saying nine, you'd be incorrect. There we go. Shocking. Or is it? Let's get more music on. And here's another one that definitely links to the world of fashion, suggested by Mark Straker. Well done, sir. Time for a bit of Bowie. Here's Fashion.
We're coming to town, baby.
FM.
David Bowie's Fashion there. I'm going to try and do some shorter facts to squeeze more tracks in. Before I do that, I will just remind you, you can join us on the Mixcloud webcam feed and actually see me in the studio. And I can respond live in the chat box on the side if you have a Mixcloud account as well, as I've been doing to Besom, who's put some great comments in there. Thanks very much for your interaction. Good to know you're out there tonight and tuned in. Mixcloud.com, search for Phoenix 98 FM. You'll see our logo. Click on that and you can see the webcam feed into the studio, and if you sign up for a Mixcloud account, you can join in the chat at the side. Fabulous. As well as all the other ways you can get us here on Phoenix FM, that's particularly a good one, so feel free to join in. Now, another fact, we were talking about space, planets, etc. How would you fly through an asteroid belt? Well, it's firstly very unlikely you would collide with anything. In many sci-fi films, asteroid belts are shown as full of rocks and treacherous to try and navigate, but they're typically quite desolate places. Busy when compared with the rest of space, but desolate nonetheless. Generally, the gap between large asteroids, ones which could do significant damage to a spaceship, is about 2 million kilometres. 1.25 million miles. Although there are some clusters called families which have been recently formed from a larger body, it would not be too difficult to manoeuvre around an asteroid belt. If you picked a random course, you would be lucky to see a single asteroid. There's a surprise. Okay, time for another track, a little bit more up to date, suggested by the brilliant Laden Tunchai. And here's an offering from Shakira that's fashion related. I talked about nakedness earlier, and this is all about seeing underneath your clothes. Ooh, misses.
Your song, written by the hands of God. Don't get me wrong. This might sound to you a bit odd, but you own the place where all my thoughts go hiding. Right under your clothes is where I'll find them. Underneath your clothes, there's an endless story. There's the man I chose. There's my territory and all the things.
Territory.
Phoenix FM.
Thanks again to Laden for suggesting that great track, Shakira and Underneath Your Clothes. Great stuff. Now, I said I'd get in some quick facts in between the tracks to try and squeeze all of them in before we leave you. So, here's another surprising one. How many legs does a centipede have? I keep asking the question and the answer's not what you think. So, not 100. No. The word centipede is from the Latin for 100 feet. And although they've been extensively studied for over 100 years, no one has ever been found that has exactly 100 legs. Some have more, some have less. The one with the number of legs closest to 100 was discovered only in 1999, and it had 96 legs. And it's unique among centipedes, it's the only known species with an even number of pairs of legs. So 48 pairs, 96 legs. All other centipedes discovered have odd-numbered pairs of legs, ranging from 15 to 191 pairs. Well, I'm surprised. Just when you thought you couldn't find out new information about centipedes, you tune in to this programme tonight. Here's another track about fashion. It's suggested by Graham Smith and Paul Saunders, thanks to you gents, who are going to be forever wearing blue jeans, just like Neil Diamond.
And it don't walk. Long as I can have you here with me, I'd much rather be forever in blue jeans. Honey's sweet, but it ain't nothing next to baby's treat. But if you pardon me, I'd like to say we'd do okay forever in blue jeans. Baby, tonight, baby, tonight, by the fire, all alone, you and I. Nothing around but the sound of my heart and your sigh.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay.
This is Phoenix FM.
That was Neil Diamond's Forever in Blue Jeans. This is going to have to be a very quick fact, and it's slightly weird, so let's get ready. What's more likely, being killed by lightning or by an asteroid? As ridiculous as it may seem, death by asteroid is almost twice as likely as being struck by lightning. There we go. So I'm not going to embellish on that. That's just it. That sounds really bizarre. Twice as likely to be killed by an asteroid than by lightning. Okay, so I guess nothing to worry about either way, really. It's pretty unlikely. Now I've said that, there'll probably be something in the news about a giant asteroid heading our way. Anyway, here's another track. We've got three tracks left, all being well. This is suggested by Andrew Gardner on social media in the run-up to the show. Time for a bit of Haircut 100.
FM.
That was Haircut 100 and Favourite Shirts. Two more tracks coming up, one of which I've chosen, remember, at the end of the show, and it's by a well-known band, but one of their lesser-known tracks, which I particularly enjoy, that links to the world of fashion. Coming up shortly, one final ridiculous fact on Information Overload Awareness Day to share with you. How many people died in the Great Fire of London? A fire that destroyed over 13,000 houses, 80 churches, over 40 livery halls, and over 80% of the city. The number of recorded deaths in the Great Fire of London was 5. That is true, apparently. I can't believe that. Well, it's good in some ways. Obviously not for those 5 people, but a good job it wasn't thousands and thousands more. Okay. Penultimate fashion-related track suggested by Paul Lewis in the run-up to the show. It's Madonna, it's Vogue. Let's do it.
Straight to
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was Madonna's Vogue. Well, just in time to sum up the entire show tonight, it's been another great one. On Tuesday, the 19th of October, New Friends Day, International Gin and Tonic Day, Information Overload Awareness Day, and Dress Like a Dork Day. So whether you're doing any of those things, I hope you've had a lovely Tuesday evening. Thanks for sharing it with me tonight. I'll be back again next week. And don't go anywhere. After the news at 8, Rob Harvey in with another brilliant Synth City for a couple of hours. So keep it here on Phoenix FM. Apologies to people whose tracks I couldn't get on the airwaves tonight. Bobby Summers, Brian Patton, Sue Burton, Ian Billings, Nigel Fitzmaurice, Ian Parkin, Mark Reed, Bob Fox and Siobhan Roxburgh. You still got a name check. Now to finish off then, a track by a band who are very popular called Oasis that many people don't necessarily know, but I enjoy it. It's The Girl in the Dirty Shirt. See you next week.
Yeah. exactly what she's worth to me. She knows exactly what she's worth to me. She knows exactly what she's worth to me.